As we approach the final months of summer, late July and early August is once again time for the Sharon Summer Book Signing Weekend, which is to benefit the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon. And this year, that's going to take place from Friday, July 31st until Sunday, August 2nd. And this is the 28th annual. And here to talk with us today is Gretchen Hotchmeister, the Executive Director of the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, and Lee Huber, who is the Director of Development and Events. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
We'll start off with Friday, July 31st, and the events there start at 4:45 and go on to 7:30, and I'm going to throw the ball to you guys to tell me what they are.
Sure. Well, the Friday, July 31st is the traditional book signing that many people in your audience will be familiar with. This is our 28th year, and it started as a showcase for local authors, and over the years has grown to include children's authors and adult authors for any genre you can think of. We have a wide variety, and I can tell you a little bit about some of them. We do have early admission from 4:45 to 5:15, and then general admission starts at 5:30. And our last hour, 6:30 to 7:30, is pay what you will. We like to make this an event that everybody can participate in and hopefully have some opportunity to buy a book or two if they'd like. So the authors that are available to meet and talk to on the 31st include a fabulous array of fiction this year. We have Jenny Jackson, who's now number four on the New York Times bestseller list with her summer novel, The Shampoo Effect. She is an executive editor at the publisher Knopf. And this is her second novel, and she's very popular. And it's a lot of fun. I think Lee is reading it now. How's it going, Lee?
It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it.
It's a good summer read. We also have a couple of debut novels that have received a lot of attention. We have a Singapore American author named Yumei Balasingamchow from Boston, who has a thriller that's received great reviews called Names Have Been Changed, about a woman on the run who actually has a podcast ex telling her story, leaving threads and crumbs so that she could be located at the end of the podcast. It's a really, really terrific book, really well written. We also have a debut novel by Hafiz Lakhani called Abundance, which has received a lot of great advance praise, which is wonderful. And then we have two novels that you could say are kind of local. One is written by a person who lives here in Sharon, Anne Mackie Smith. She's also known as Anne Vance. She's written a Civil War mystery called Death at Bitterwood Clearing. And I believe this novel is set in and around the Virginia home that her grandparents lived in, that she spent a lot of time in Virginia as a child. And she lives here in Sharon. As I mentioned, this is the first in a projected trilogy of books. And we have a thriller coming from Christopher Mirabile. I'm sure that's a name that might be familiar to you, Michael. Dr. Mirabile is still around. I believe he lives in Lakeville. That's Christopher's father. He had his psychiatry practice right behind our library for many years. And Christopher's mother was the head librarian here at the library for several years. And he has a novel called The Wash Ashore. It's a mystery set in Provincetown in at the tip of Cape Cod, where I believe an urban policeman has relocated and has a murder to solve that takes place in Provincetown called The Wash Ashore. We have a huge array of nonfiction books, everything from music. Jim Windolf, who's a New York Times writer, has done a book called Where the Music Had to Go: How Bob Dylan and the Beatles Changed Each Other and the World. That's received a wonderful New York Times book review a month or so ago, and he is a part-time Sharon resident. We have history and civics, always popular topics here with our patrons. We have local resident James Traub's book, The Cradle of Citizenship: How Schools Can Help Save Our Democracy. Simon Winchester will be back, the popular historian, and this is his book, The Breath of the Gods: The History and Future of the Wind. Another one of his fascinating takes on something you might not give a lot of thought to, but the influence of the wind and different winds around the world on history, which is really cool. And Empire of Ink, a history of the American newspaper, by Alex Wright. He's a Hudson Valley resident, and that sounds very interesting given our local paper that has survived in an innovative way. I think it'll be a really interesting topic to think about. We have planting books, gardening books, three of those. We have poetry by Sharon Chard, who's a Lakeville resident, her latest collection, and a wide array of children's books and young adult fiction. So there's one young adult novel, several picture books, a middle grade novel, beautiful picture book by Dan Sachs called On Our Bikes, and a bunch of different books, and David Soman and Jackie Davis's latest series of Elvis and Romeo, who are two dogs who are friends, and all of their adventures. So that's what we have on Friday night. And I'll just say that the tickets for the evening are varied prices. As I mentioned, we have early admission, which is $75. General admission from 5:30 to 6:30 is $50, and then pay what you will follows at 6:30. You can also get a weekend ticket to take in our Saturday events, which Lee is going to tell you about. Or those are ticketed separately. And all of this is at our website, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org. Okay, Lee, why don't you tell them about our great event on Saturday?
Okay, sounds good. So, after the success of introducing our Saturday program at last year's event called Page to Plate, we're bringing it back for a second year, and we're very excited about the six food writers and cookbook authors that we're featuring this year. So, it's a full day program available in two sessions or a full day. So, you can get the morning session with three sessions, which is $45, or you can just take the afternoon session, which is also three sessions and $45, or you can choose to spend the whole day with us from 10 until 4:30, see all six sessions, and enjoy a picnic lunch for $85. Our first session will start at 10 a.m. and will feature a talk with Alyssa and Robert Bildner, who will be talking about their book, The Berkshire's Farm Table Cookbook, which features 125 recipes using locally grown food from the Berkshires region. It's a beautiful book, and the recipes are really easy to follow. They're also going to be bringing along some treats for everybody to taste and tell us all about their adventures with farming. At 11 a.m., we're going to be talking with Anna Stockwell, who is the author of a book called The Butter Book. And as the name suggests, it's all about butter, so all, describing all the different types of butter, the different uses of butter, and lots of different recipes using butter. Continuing on a dairy theme, at 12 until 1 o'clock, we're going to be chatting with Kate Truini from the cheese shop called New Curds on the Block. And Kate is going to be taking everybody through a tasting of around about eight or nine different cheeses, all from the New England area. So that will be a big treat, and learning all about the cheese making process and the differences and how to taste different cheeses. At that point, we'll break for lunch, and then the afternoon session will start at 1:30 with Sabrina Rudin, who is going to be talking about her brand new book called Healthy with a Side of Happy. She has easy and delicious plant-based recipes promoting a healthy diet and lifestyle. Her recipes are really simple and easy to use with everyday ingredients. And then at 2:30, we're going to be talking with author Valerie Stivers, who has written a book called The Writer's Table, featuring favorite recipes from famous authors, including Ernest Hemingway, Maya Angelou, and Truman Capote. So that is a really interesting read, as well as a great recipe book. To finish off the afternoon, at 3:30 until 4:30, Gretchen will be interviewing Melissa Clark, the New York Times food writer. She will be talking all about her process of developing recipes, what she loves about cooking, her job at the New York Times, and she'll be talking about two of her books called Dinner in One and Dinner in French. So it's a full day with lots and lots of things happening, but it's a fun day and it's very interactive and engaging. There's time to ask questions and taste different food, and then purchase books and meet each of the authors afterwards.
And these events all take place at the library.
Yes, they do.
Okay, as if that's not enough, Friday and Saturday, we have Sunday coming up as well, where, of course, the kids are a bit of a focus. Tell us about Sunday.
Sunday, we have the Kids Summer Reading Carnival. This is a celebration for the children, whether they've participated in our individual summer reading program here at the Hotchkiss Library or not, or at another library. All kids and families are welcome. Our wonderful children's librarian, Ms. Renee, is spearheading this, and it is going to be a lot of fun. There are carnival games, there's a magician, face painting, animal balloons, and a big wonderful surprise is the ice cream emergency bus will be back with us. It was here on the 4th of July. You'll be able to go on the bus and receive some fabulous ice cream. So it'll be a lot of fun. There are also prizes for the games. I think it'll be a lovely day under the tent and on the lawn, and I think the kids will have a lot of fun. And that is absolutely free and open to any families and children in the area who would like to participate. So that's what we
Okay.
have going on. And then Sunday afternoon, the staff is going to take a nap and rest.
There'll be cleanup time afterwards, right?
That's right.
Yes. And
That's right.
anybody who wants to happen by and help clean up is invited to do so.
Thanks for mentioning that, Mike. We do have a need for a lot of volunteers for all of these events. And if you volunteer at one session, we will give you complimentary admission to another regular event. And they can call us here at the library, or if they receive our e-blast that goes out on Wednesdays, there is a link every week to where to sign up for volunteering. And we appreciate everybody's help. It takes a lot of hands to pull this off.
And it all supports the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon. We've been talking to Lee Huber and Gretchen Hotchmeister of the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon. They are talking about the Sharon Summer Book Signing, and you're welcome to join them for a series of events from Friday, July 31st to Sunday, August 2nd. We thank you for coming by, and good luck with the weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you,
Hope to
Michael.
see you there.